Our guest in the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Hi there.
Carol does, on her Facebook page, which is always very interesting, items looking back 100 years. And so now we're looking back to 1917.
Yes.
100 years ago. And, of course, some of that has to do with World War One, and we've talked some about that, and I'm sure we'll talk again. But I saw an item on there the other day that you did, and it had to do with, I guess, the announcement of the construction of a new highway.
Yes.
That was going to go through Hunt County and Greenville.
Actually, two. First of all, it was pushed by farmers. The railroads were treating farmers horribly. The fees to haul cotton, grains, whatever, was absurd. And so communities like Greenville, like Commerce, like Wolf City. Wolf City had a man who was the county clerk. His name was J. Riley Green, and he was a real strong leader in road work. And so the first road that went through was the Bankhead Highway.
Which we've talked about before.
We've talked about. It went from Washington down to Georgia and then straight west going through Texas.
Now, so, but the Texas Highway 1.
That was another one. There were, and Chambers of Commerce were big advocates of this because they wanted the traffic to come through their town.
Sure.
You know, they wanted to help their farmers. And so there was a group, it was called the Jefferson Highway, and it was going from Canada down to Houston. And it wound around, it was the craziest highway. It ended up in Marshall and then swung back down.
Political influence might have had little to do with that.
And so that became Texas Highway 1. And I was going through, once again, some things over here at the G Library, and found letters talking about Texas Highway 1. I do know that it really ran on old Highway 24. And it came into Greenville on Stonewall Street.
Highway 1. Texas Highway 1. Now, was it 24 or now, and this gets very confusing even today in this part of the county, or 224?
Aren't they the same?
In parts, in certain areas.
It was really the old 24.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Before they started meddling with all these numbers.
Right, I understand. So basically running from Greenville to Commerce to Paris,
yes,
basically. Yeah.
And it then left and went. It went, there's a rail, it followed one of the railroads that ended up in Garland. Didn't go into Rockwall because Rockwall was still on that creek, and crossing it was a major difficulty.
But at any rate, it was in 1917, it was 100 years ago, that it was announced, and who made the announcement that Texas Highway 1 was going to be coming to Greenville?
Every Chamber of Commerce in the state, when they heard they got the, you know, they ran to the newspaper and made the announcement.
And this was decided, but the route was decided by the Texas legislature, or?
No, by this group.
So this was something that was done not by government, even state government.
Right. Now, about that time, state government began to be involved, and of course then they had to be the financiers. But it was really
the business interests.
Right, the business interest.
Who led the way.
Yeah.
And this was to support and advance agriculture and...
Right, mm-hmm. And then they had to record or say, this is where our road's going. And that's how Highway 1 got here, because Greenville jumped on the gun and got down to Austin and said, we're number one.
Huh. And so Highway 24 is part of the old Highway 1. I wonder at what point did we quit calling it Highway 1? And did it lose
probably
that?
Probably in the 20s, I think.
Yeah.
And I grew up at Jacksboro, and Highway 24 went from Jacksboro to, it's what 380 is now.
Yeah, I see. So really, 100 years ago is when we're starting to begin to see the paving of roads as a...
And the use of automobiles.
Right.
Some trucks, Yes.
But still, in 1917, it did not have very many paved roads. That was just getting started.
Right.
About this time. Okay, good. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. Carol Taylor, Chairman of the Hutt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.